You're listening to Principal Broadcasting, featuring the League of Professionals with Muriel Donnelly, weekdays 10 to 4 p.m. with current topics to elevate your career to the next level.
John Stevens here on Principal Broadcasting, and today I have a very delightful guest joining my show. Her name is Carol Griggs, and she is owner-operator of Mind, Body, Spirit, Carol Griggs, PhD, and also of iConscious. So we are going to find out a little bit about both her businesses today and exactly what it is that Carol calls a career. So without any further ado, let's welcome her to the show. Miss Carol Griggs, welcome.
Thank you. Thank you so much. It's great to be here.
You're very welcome. Of course, the pleasure's all mine. So Carol, could you tell us a little bit about your private practice? You're located in San Francisco, right?
I am. Yep.
And what exactly are you providing for the folks of San Francisco?
I have primarily two different services that I offer. One, I'm an executive coach. So I work with some executive leaders in various corporations in the city, and I work with them in terms of personal development as well as their leadership capacity. And I'm also a nutritionist. And so I was a nutritionist for the last, 10 or 15 years.
Wow.
And I developed my own products for protein powders and super greens powders to help people live their full potential.
Wow, that's fantastic. Now, with coaching and the nutrition, I mean, do you kind of mesh both the businesses together? Because I imagine that nutrition plays a key role in someone's productivity and peace of mind.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, great question. So I was a nutritionist for about 10 or 15 years, and I just started seeing patterns of people in terms of how their body affects their mental and emotional clarity,
right,
and as well as how their mental and emotional clarity affects their body. And so I started to get into both worlds. And so I primarily do executive coaching now, and I do bring in nutrition when it feels necessary, because I see it could potentially inhibit their full capacity.
I mean, do you ever find clients seeking you out specifically for one or the other, or do they kind of want the whole package? I mean, like, do people seek you out because they know you have that nutritional background plus the coaching, and, you know, they kind of want that package?
Yeah, sometimes. They often find me via one modality, and
right,
then they find out I offer both, and
right,
I'm happy to go in any direction that is most
It's like a bonus.
Yeah, exactly. And wherever they're most interested, really, is
right,
where I like to start. Even if they have significant health issues, if I'm starting with them more from kind of a conscious development, evolutionary kind of standpoint, I'm happy to start there and then bring in the nutritional elements later as they're ready. It just depends on what they're ready for, what they're interested in, and we just start from where they're at.
Now, being a high-level executive, I think in any industry probably wreaks havoc on the mind and body, but especially in San Francisco, which I imagine technology is probably huge out there. So I can only imagine the folks that kind of come to you for help. So what are your clients specifically looking for, and what sort of issues do they have that they're trying to have you help correct?
Yeah, great question. Well, usually they come to me for one reason, and usually it's something completely different that we end up working on, primarily
right,
because in coaching, you know, my job is to see what we call shadows. My job is to see what is unconscious in the client and bring it to a level of consciousness where they could actually make a different choice. Until something is conscious, they can't make a different choice. And so they
right,
typically
right,
think there's something wrong in one arena. And, you know, after speaking with them for half an hour or so, I usually can tell that there's something else that is actually what's holding them up or blocking them from moving forward in the other arena where they thought the issue really was.
And I mean, could that play a part? I imagine even with business, things like personal always comes into play. Maybe romance comes into play at some point. I mean, are there problems business in nature? Are there in other aspects of their lives?
Yeah, great. Typically, they come to me with a business issue or question or something they want to explore.
Right.
That's often the doorway. It's what I call the content.
Right.
But we typically get behind the content. And I use that content to talk about kind of the context of how they're approaching it, or that perspective, or the, you know, their capacity, or how they're seeing things from a level of consciousness that could be affecting how they're approaching that specific content. So I'll use a business example while I'm also helping them to expand their capacity as a person.
Right. Now, first of all, how did you find yourself involved in this particular work? You said you were a nutritionist for about the last 15 years. So how did you find yourself making the transition from nutritionist to executive coach?
Kind of a jump, huh?
A little, just a little bit.
I know. I started off in nutrition. I owned a wellness center down in San Diego, and I was a nutritionist and strength and conditioning coach for quite some time. And I started to see patterns in people that they were getting the results for a little bit of time and not forever. And I started to realize that it was something deeper. And at the same time, I was having some shifts in my own life, kind of had this may sound bizarre, but a consciousness awakening, and was experiencing life from a completely different perspective in a way that I had not experienced. Went on to get my PhD professional coaching and human development to explore my own personal experience deeper while also learning how to apply the different methodologies of human development into the coaching arena. So I started doing a lot of life coaching, and then it just evolved into more leadership executive development type stuff. I'm interested in kind of the high power, because they deal with so much stuff, and they also have the biggest impact. You help one person in a CEO role, and it's kind of what I call an acupuncture point. You really help that one person to evolve and change and shift and see things from multiple perspectives in ways they hadn't before.
Right.
And it is a trickle effect down into the entire corporation.
Right, exactly. Which is, you know, if the CEO is feeling good and happy, the company, metaphorically speaking, should also feel that same effect, right?
Yeah, and it's good and happy, and it's also the direction of the company, and you know,
right,
how the company is structured, how
right,
it's operating, what is the culture of the company. All those things affect the success of the company. I mean, culture is one of the biggest issues, you know, that
right,
the companies have is, you know, what's the temperature of the people rather than just the product they have to sell.
And Carol, you got in this to educate yourself. Do you still find yourself learning?
I find myself learning every day. Life is always evolving, and
right,
I'm always learning. I learn just as much from my clients as I do from anywhere else in life.
Right.
That's never going to stop.
That's fantastic. Now, Carol Griggs, we unfortunately do have to end the show in about a minute. But before I let you go, we got to find out a little bit more about yourself and about where people can find out a little bit more about your executive coaching business. Do you guys have a website or a Facebook page, social media presence, anything like that?
Yeah, you can find me at drcarolgriggs.com, drcarolegriggs.com, and you'll find my wellness section there, as well as what I call the conscious human development side, which you'll find all the corporate coaching offerings, as well as the human development model that my colleague and I have developed that we're utilizing in various modalities like artificial intelligence and creating a kind of a coach in your pocket. So we have a lot of different projects going on, but if you just go to my local website, you'll find everything there.
Wonderful. Carol Griggs, thank you so much for coming on. I really appreciate
it. You bet.
And of course, wish you and your private practice, and of course, iConscious, which we unfortunately didn't really get to touch much on, but is there any place where people can check out a little more information about that?
Yep, iConscious.global. You'll find everything there.
Beautiful.
If you're interested in any kind of human development, there's a model that will help people, guide them through their whole developmental process.
Which is great. I mean, we didn't get to talk about it, but Carol told me a little bit about it off the air, and it sounds sick. So I cannot wait. And I wish you the very best of luck, Carol. Thank you.
This is Principal Broadcasting, the professional's choice.